is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. It is morning in the United States, and this is the day of days. History is being made today, although due to the pandemic, we may not know what that history is for yet another day, or two, or three. Election Day 2020, and not since the election of 1900 has the U.S. seen this kind of voter turnout, when the population of this country was about one quarter of what it is today. AP White House correspondent Sagar Magani.
Really win? Are we serious about this?
The president has said it over and over. Biden is shot and should not be elected.
You can't do that to our country. He's not mentally equipped.
At nearly the same time yesterday,
we're done.
Biden said the president's time is up.
We're done with the chaos. We're done with the tweets, the anger, the hate, the failure. Irresponsibility.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
There's a good chance Americans won't know the winner of Tuesday's presidential election when they go to bed tonight. The main reason? Many states have made it easier to request a mail ballot amid the coronavirus pandemic and concerns about crowded polling places. But mail ballots generally require more time to process than ballots that are cast in person. The president himself has not been shy about casting doubt on the legitimacy of the election if vote counting goes to much beyond today's election day. Georgetown University law professor Joshua Geltzer.
The arguments we've heard from Donald Trump about this election, they are not legal arguments. They are simply disinformation. The notion that if we don't know the winner on election night, something wrong has happened, or we need to go with whoever seems to be leading. That is not a legal argument that would win in front of any federal judge appointed by a president of any major party in any court in this country. It's not true. It's not consistent with our traditions. It's not what the law says.
This is VOA News. Austrian officials said Tuesday a perpetrator of an attack in Vienna, Austria, that killed at least four people and wounded 14 others was a sympathizer of Islamic State terror group. Interior Minister Karl Nehammer told reporters the assailant was armed with an assault rifle and wore a fake suicide vest. He added in later comments to the Austrian news agency that the attacker was convicted last year of trying to travel to Syria to join the Islamic State. Police shot the assailant dead, and Nehammer said a search was ongoing today to see if anyone else was involved in the attack. Authorities advised people to stay away from public places and public transportation. The shootings took place late Monday at six locations in Vienna, hours before a partial lockdown was due to go into effect due to the rising number of coronavirus cases in the country. World Health Organization Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said yesterday that a recent spike in COVID-19 cases in some countries in Europe and North America presented leaders with a critical moment for action. Top WHO emergencies experts Mike Ryan said governments in Europe faced a very, very difficult situation in controlling rising numbers of COVID-19 cases as their citizens grow weary with renewed restrictions on daily life. President Trump's suggestion that he may fire Dr. Anthony Fauci, the government's top infectious disease expert, after Tuesday's election is not going over well with many health experts. AP correspondent Ben Thomas has this report.
President Trump responded to this "Fire Fauci" chant at a campaign rally in Florida Sunday night.
But let me wait till a little bit after the election.
Over the weekend, Fauci told the Washington Post the U.S. could not possibly be positioned more poorly to stem the spread of the coronavirus as the colder months arrive and people gather indoors more. That assessment resonates with many health experts, including Dr. Matt Hines of the Tucson Medical Center, who says the notion of firing Fauci
perfectly encapsulates everything that's really just been wrong with this administration's approach.
Dr. John Swartzberg at UC Berkeley's School of Public Health adds,
for us to control this pandemic, we need a trusted voice out of the federal government.
Ben Thomas, Washington.
The UN Refugee Agency says more than 3,200 people have fled Ivory Coast in the wake of violent clashes that have left at least a dozen people dead following its controversial presidential elections. The UNHCR says 2,600 refugees have streamed from the country's southwest into neighboring Liberia, while hundreds more have gone to Ghana. Ivory Coast Electoral Commission said today that President Alassane Ouattara had and overwhelmingly won a third term in office after his two main opponents boycotted the election and called his candidacy illegal. Via remote, I'm Joe Palca, and this is VOA News.